Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh man, I got a sweet tooth.
Can you get this? That's when you're gonna need a root canal.
I love sugar.
This one for all the nice, clean, decent women.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Second hour of the program here. Tobin out, Frog Boy in, Leroy here holding things down, Jay Fig holding things down. We got a best of tomorrow and Friday. We got a bit of a hybrid of a show. We got 2 hours of best of and 2 hours of me and Josh Appel. That's going to be fun.
Josh, I like Josh.
Josh is cool people, very knowledgeable, yeah. Very professional. Don't know how he's going to do with Frog Boy, but hey, going to get it done. Let's get you some headlines. These headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. Big game tonight for the Miami Heat, who are fresh on a 5-game win streak, going against the Milwaukee Bucks, who are on a 5-game losing streak.
What time does that game start?
That's a good question, because I can tell you what time the coverage begins and all that if I just look this up here. The Miami Heat play the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at 7:30, which means coverage begins right here with pre-heat at 6:15 p.m., this is a group stage. If the Heat lose, which they're actually a 7-point favorite as of right now, they will be eliminated. If they advance, they secure a potential home court advantage moving forward in this NBA Cup. So fingers crossed for sure. We know that Norman Powell expected to make
it. He never made it to the
knockout. I don't think so.
Yeah.
12-6 though. Yeah. Good season.
You know why far. I got it. You know why I got you know what today is.
What is today?
Christmas tree.
Oh, today is Christmas tree. God bless Big Spoon for being so patient, because my Christmas tree has been up since October 13th. What are we doing?
Hey, no, but you have a real one?
No. She has a design. She's like, it's a Harry Potter design Christmas, so we can also do it for Halloween. And I was like, that's an excuse.
Wait. So you have a Harry Potter Christmas tree,
bro,
that you use for Thanksgiving,
bro,
that you can also use for Christmas.
Bro, it is. If you go in my house right now, I am living in Hogwarts, because there is a wand that you can use to turn on candles. There is pages that are ripped out of a book hanging everywhere as if a spell is making them float. I have floating candles, a Harry Potter design tree, and this has been since October 13th. Like, what are we even doing here? What's I don't understand. And I guarantee it's going to be up until it's going to become a Valentine's tree somehow, some way. I promise it's going to end
you
up.
You going to do Harry Potter Valentine?
I don't know. I don't understand. She goes through these things sometimes, and I just have
you
to
know what that is one of those. You try to fight it,
and then understand.
So I just know that I'm going to get my Christmas tree today.
Yeah. So you go get a, like, what do you go to, Home Depot or something like that? Or one of these lots? What do you go to?
Either one of the Home Depots or, you know, whatever. We don't really, we just look around. Like, let me tell you, Leroy get a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
If it's standing upright,
that's good enough.
Shaped like a Christmas tree, that's good enough.
Yeah. No, you got to get the fluffy one.
You take Big Spoon.
Yeah.
She like, shake it. Shake it. So I'm, you know,
now you're shaking.
I'm shaking trees. All these trees, getting sap all over me. And her and Little Teaspoon standing back. I don't want to get no stuff on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so I'll be sticky for the next 3 days.
Now you just out here threatening trees. Like, this old man just keeps shaking trees over here.
Yeah. No, that's what everybody do.
Yeah. No, for sure. It is a process. I used to get a real tree when I was younger, but I just feel like it's just so much to maintain.
I like the smell. Yeah. I ain't going to lie.
That's a good call.
Your house smell, Christmassy. You know, I like that. Plus, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You fraudulent fake Christmas tree people.
Wow. Okay.
Because you know.
Yeah.
After a year or two, you're going to have a hole in the tree because you're going to lose some limbs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. So, like, you're in the same boat I am.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. If you're still,
they don't sell Christmas tree limbs either.
No, you gotta buy a whole
new tree. You gotta buy a whole new tree. So what's the difference?
Yeah. That's true. It's true.
Now, Harry Potter, I don't know if Harry Potter grew real Christmas trees.
I don't think so. I'm gonna go ahead and say no for that one. We also have a big game this Saturday. It is the final game of the regular season. The Miami Hurricanes, they need a win to keep their college football playoff.
When is he coming in?
He is coming on next segment. So.
Next segment, because, look, I want Miami to make the playoff.
Yeah.
I personally don't think my team will make the playoff, even if they beat Ohio State.
Huh.
And so, if we compare the two resumes, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could make an argument that my team is more deserving than yours, but I'm not going to do that because you lost two games. And when you lose games, even though they were to ranked opponents, you're at the mercy of everybody else. If you want control of your own destiny, win the games. Yep. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks to hear that. You know, and
you knew
that.
It sucks to hear, but that's the reality of it.
You knew that as you saw Carson Beck throw his fifth interception of the game. You knew that as you saw the game slip away.
Oh, my goodness.
Overtime.
UCF Andy.
What did he say?
I don't know. We would have to have a discussion, me and Big Spoon. Two years ago, my wife made me buy and return three Christmas trees.
Three Christmas trees?
So, let me tell you what you do.
Yeah.
Andy, this is what I do. Okay. I bring my wife with me and I do the thing. You sure this is the one you want?
Yeah.
So if it got a hole on the back side of it after I done shook 27 trees, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no. That's always a look, let them pick. That'll save you some time. And also, Leroy, we have a
oh, he said, oh, she was with me.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. No, no. You have
y'all
to have
need counseling.
You have to have a conversation. You got to stand up for yourself at a certain point, Andy.
Yeah. You can't be hey, I would have been UFC Andy. I would have been fighting.
That's a point.
Point for Leroy.
Sometimes you got to make your stand.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, last game I want to mention before we go to a break here and come back with Alex Dono. Inter Miami has a game this weekend.
Yep.
The 29th.
Conference championship.
Yes. I, of course, always had faith in them. Didn't say Messi was going to choke last game. Inter Miami takes on the New York City. Those aren't the Red Bulls. Who the hell are these people? FC. New York City FC. That is at 6 p.m. this Saturday.
Down here.
Yeah. That should be interesting to see if Messi can finally do it, huh? Finally break through the elusive trophy he hasn't collected in Inter Miami yet. Probably like the only one he hasn't collected.
He has a
yet.
World Cup.
Well, I mean, some people say he's good.
at 37, still wrecking havoc?
Yeah, he's all right.
All you can do is tip your hat.
We are going to take a quick break and come back with the man behind the Locked On Canes podcast, the premier source for all things Miami Hurricanes. Alex Dono joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U. It's all about the U. It's all about the U. It's all about the U. You say it.
The U. It's all about the U.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are here without the show pony today. It is instead Frog Boy holding things down with Leroy and Figgy in the background. And now joining us, one of our favorite people to have on the show, of course. We're going to go ahead and go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Dono, how the hell are you, buddy?
Wow, hey. You look like you're getting ready to do a set at the improv.
Yeah. I've been mixing in specs recently. Mixing in some glasses. So, you know, I feel it makes me look less ugly. So I'm going to roll with that for a bit.
Are those blue light?
You need those blue? No, they're not. I do have blue light. These are just like regular. Are the blue light ones the ones that like help you so the computers don't ruin your eyes or something?
That's what they say. But listen,
yeah. Hey Dono, you know who else, what else makes you look less ugly?
What's that?
Frog Boy.
That hurts. That hurts. Objectively, that's a point though.
point for Leroy. So
Dono. We've had several conversations, and the crux of the arguments down here has been two teams have two losses. One team beat the other team. They should be ahead of them. And I have explained that it's not the two losses. It's when you lost. Because your get back and your path had to happen much quicker. So it would have happened if you were beating teams by 50, but you weren't, even though you were winning. And Notre Dame started when they lost at a higher point than you were at your lowest point. So it's not a situation where these two teams are being compared simply because their path to where they are now have taken two different roads. And I'll give you this argument.
Mm-hmm.
If Michigan loses to Ohio State, I mean, if Michigan beats Ohio State, do they deserve to be in? Because they only lost to two ranked teams in USC and Oklahoma. So, I don't think Michigan's going to get in.
Yeah. Does Michigan still have a path? They could still win the Big Ten. Can they get to the Big Ten championship game? I think they can.
No, because let me think. Oh, they could because they only have one loss in the Big Ten.
Right. So if they beat Ohio State,
then they would play Indiana.
Well, and the reason why I ask you that is my issue is the committee seems to just make up the rules as they go along because, you know, they have clearly and what you said, Leroy, I don't agree with the way that you laid it out, but clearly the committee does. So like you're spitting facts in terms of what the committee
explain to me why, because
it's very simple. I don't agree with it because in every major sport, except apparently college football, if you have the same record and one of those two teams beat the other head to head, that's the tiebreaker in every situation except college football, because college football is judged by figure skating judges, not by actual sporting criteria.
Here's the thing you have to consider, though. That's if they're close in rankings, right?
Why are they not closer in rankings?
Because when Miami lost their two games, the two teams were going in two different directions. Because Notre Dame was going back up because they lost too early, and Miami was going the other way. So in order for them to get back up to where Notre Dame is, then you can compare them. But if they're not close because of the path that they took during the course of the season, you can't just move one team all the way up.
If Miami, and again, this is an if, because they still have a big game to play on Saturday. But if Miami beats Pittsburgh, which is another, you know, common opponent, Notre Dame also beat them. You know, Stanford is going to be a common opponent. NC State was a common opponent. Correct. Syracuse, if they both beat all those teams and Miami beat Notre Dame, I don't see how at the end of the season, Miami shouldn't be directly compared to Notre Dame. But the committee clearly said last night that they think Notre Dame is the better football team, period. And they're not going to use the head-to-head to outweigh that, despite the fact that Miami beat them on the field.
In week one, you think you should carry that for the whole year?
Yes. I mean, I can understand.
Even though you lost to two unranked teams? Here.
Yes, I think you should. And now, hold on. One of those teams you lost to is now ranked. And, like, you're talking about Miami beating Notre Dame as if it happened last year. Like, okay, yeah, it happened August 31st. What? That was this season. It happened this season. It should be weighed.
Here's the issue that I have, okay?
He's right, Leroy.
You control your own destiny. You lost to those two unranked teams at the time. They were unranked at the time. You can't then complain about your circumstances after the fact. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean. I still disagree.
At what point are you responsible for what you did on a football field? Now, everything that everybody's saying, you're saying because you're a Miami fan, and I get that.
But the thing is, it's not just Miami fans that are saying
here's what I say. Where is Miami ranked? Where is Notre Dame ranked?
Notre Dame is number 9. Miami's number 12.
Okay. If you notice, and I said this before, they have tried to put Miami as close as possible to Notre Dame, so that determination could be made.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But to complain about it when everybody was complaining about it, when you lost your two games much later than Notre Dame, all I say is let it play out, win your game against Pittsburgh, and then I'll give you that argument.
Yes, but and I agree. Like if Miami ended, loses to Pitt, none of this
matters. The way these seasons have ended, We've had the same conversations every year going into the last couple of weeks, and what has happened?
Yeah.
So stop. But I understand what everybody is saying. And the committee, whether they're telling you this, telling you something or not, have tried everything in their power to move those two teams together so that that determination can be made at that time. But if you don't take care of your business, there's nothing that annoys me more than somebody complaining about their situation and not doing anything about it.
No, listen, I'm with you on that. Like, there's no discussion to be had if Miami doesn't beat Pitt.
And by the way, and there's nobody who despises Notre Dame more than me.
Now, it doesn't sound like it.
I don't know.
Sounds like you got like a golden dome on your head right now.
I'm not a little leprechaun walking around.
Hold on, let's be clear. I am not defending the school. I'm defending the situation.
Nah, it seems like you're defending the school.
Because guess what? If Michigan were to beat Ohio State, I still don't think they get in. I don't.
I'm Leroy, and I'm mature.
And their only losses are to two ranked teams.
Yeah.
I still don't think they would get in. And I'm not, and I understand why. But to sit here and I'm not even arguing for my school, because I know what the circumstances are.
But for your school, if you beat Ohio State, which seems to happen every year, so it could happen.
Correct.
And then if you win the Big Ten, Ten, you're in. Then you're in automatically. Correct. But let me go back to something. It's like I see a lot of the comments that are coming in. It's like, you know, well, you should have beaten SMU. You should have beaten Louisville. You have no right to complain. Like, well, would I prefer to have won both of those games? Absolutely. Like, I'm not excusing those losses. I'm not. But when you're in a grouping, there's a bunch of two lost teams. Like, you can say that about anybody. Hey, Alabama shouldn't have lost to a terrible Florida State team. Notre Dame shouldn't have lost to Miami. If you don't want to be compared to Miami when you have the same number of losses, you should have won that game. So I'm correct. Not excusing the losses to Leroy and everybody commenting that. Like, yeah, I was so bummed about losing to SMU and so bummed about losing to Louisville. So I would much prefer Miami be undefeated. But when you're talking about multiple two-loss teams, we can still have these discussions while also admitting, yeah, you probably shouldn't have lost that SMU game.
Again, notice what the committee, regardless of what the committee has said, they have made every effort to put these teams close as possible together so it matters. But the only thing you can do is take care of your own business. And until that happens, you can't, because what has happened the last two or three years? Stop making assumptions that, oh, that's going to be a conversation. It's not a conversation. It's not even up for discussion until you beat Pitt.
Yeah.
Then with those teams being one or two spots apart, okay, I'm in on that argument. But to have that argument 2 weeks ago when you were trying to come back from being 19th in the country and they were already around, you've had a long path to go. And to have that conversation back then is ridiculous. Just like to have the conversation now when you have another game. But if you pay attention, over the last couple of weeks, they have made every effort to put Miami as close to Notre Dame as possible so that you can have that conversation. But if you don't handle your own business, I don't want to hear it. Okay? It's another thing to say we beat a team ranked 10 spots ahead of us. We should be above them after losing. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
So while you're sitting here saying, yeah, when you lose those two games, should you still have been above Notre Dame?
I believe so, based on the same number of losses in the head-to-head.
So you lose to SMU and to Louisville, and you still think you should have been ranked above Notre Dame?
No, Notre Dame was moving up. Why? Because they were beating up on bad teams. They lost to the two best teams that they played. Like, the two best teams that they played both beat them. And that becomes the great argument in favor of Notre Dame is Their losses are fantastic.
I'm not even complaining about the team. My whole argument is about the placement of the two teams after the losses and where they've gone since then. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. So
when you started going south and they were still moving up, you have a long road just to get back up to them, which you did. So now you can maybe have that conversation. But to have that conversation after you lose and drop to 19th, I think it was, and Notre Dame was constantly moving up, you were 10 spots apart. To have that conversation at that time is ridiculous.
Well, like you're mentioning, we can't look past this weekend's game. Saturday, 12 p.m. kickoff.
Am I back? I think the big CFP lobby got me.
Yes, they heard you. They heard you.
You're back.
The big CFP lobby blocked my feed.
Well, the final game is going to be important, and I need a little bit more information on this Pittsburgh team and what's going on there. You know, there's a frozen factor in this game. Yeah. They're saying it's going to be somewhere in the low to mid-30s, wind chills in the 20s. Is there a chance that the Hurricanes could slip up and lose this one, Donna?
There's always a chance. I mean, conference game against a difficult opponent.
They run the ball really well, too.
Woo. Well, they have, like, they've recently run the ball really well.
They got two rookies. They got two freshmen that are just killing.
Yeah. Yeah, they had, I think it's Jakarian Turner is the running back who broke out last week against Georgia Tech. I think Miami should do a considerably better job stopping the run than Georgia Tech did. Georgia Tech's defense has turned into a bunch of turnstiles. But yeah, stopping the run is going to be key. The status, like for Pittsburgh, their best offensive player didn't play last week. Dez Reed, it seems like they're really trying to get him healthy for this week. He's had an ankle issue. So whether or not he's 100% is going to be a big factor in this game, because Reed is an all-purpose guy, running back, receiver. I mean, you have to game plan for him kind of the same way opposing teams have to game plan for Malachi Toney. So Pittsburgh has a true freshman quarterback, Mason Heinschel, who's played really well, but the catch is he has been disastrous when he faces pressure. Like, with a clean pocket, he's been sensational.
Yeah.
So you've got to hope that that matchup favors Miami in terms of Reuben Bain, Mesidor, Armando Blunt, David Blay might be back in the interior of the D-line this week. So you're going to have to put Heinschel under tremendous pressure, because as would be common for a true freshman quarterback, there's a huge difference. Yeah, there's a huge difference in the way he plays, whether he's pressured or not. Defensively, Pitt, they've got really athletic linebackers, and they've got a talented defensive line. The defensive line's on the small side. Everybody's like around 280 and below that, so you hope Miami's big offensive line is able to push them around a little bit. I think Malachi Toney presents a matchup nightmare, as he does against anybody. And you've got to hope Carson Beck keeps playing the way he's played, because he's trending up massively over these past few games. Gerard Pringle has become the revelation in the backfield. So, like, Marcos, I think Miami's got the horses to win this game, right? I think the question is, does Miami allow Dez Reed to kind of take over on the Pittsburgh side? Does Miami allow the cold weather to affect them? I know Leroy knows a lot more about that than I do, having played where he played during his college and pro career. And does Miami keep the self-inflicted wounds down? Because based on the way Miami's been playing the past few weeks, you can understand why they're about a 7-point favorite in this game. They should be able to go into Pitt and win, but it's not an automatic.
They have been, I think, one of the things that I have enjoyed about the Canes is the last couple of weeks they've gotten off to faster starts. Like, yeah. It seems like, you have to impress. You can't just win games. And to get in the two games they lost, they went into that game saying, oh, we're going to control the line of scrimmage. We're going to do this. No, you got to go out and win the damn game. You got to take the game and from start to finish. And they didn't do that those two games. Then they started doing it. They've had some mistakes early, right, that kind of slowed them down at times. But you can tell that the offense has been pretty aggressive early. I would like to see them, in all honesty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, go deep early just to show that, hey, we're going to put it on you. And don't just think you can stop the run and slow us down.
Now, you guys have mentioned good football points in regards to what could possibly be the key to victory, but you guys have got it all wrong. I told you what is going to be the key to victory, and it's going to be our Spanish broadcast. I don't know if you heard any of these calls last week.
I haven't heard any of them.
Dono, this is a two-yard run.
Beck que la tiene, Beck. Buscando, sale hacia la derecha el disparo para la zona de anotación con una mano. ¡Gol!
¡Wow!
¡Miami!
¡Wow!
¡Touchdown los huracanes!
¡Wow!
¡De fantasía! ¡De fantasía! ¡Esto es una jugada de fantasía! ¡Un touchdown para poner a saltar a todos los Rock Stadium!
Is he saying goal for a touchdown?
He is indeed saying goal for a touchdown. He called it a fantasía, just in case you didn't catch that one there. And again, that was a two-yard run. This is a fumble recovery.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los huracanes, señoras y señores. ¡Qué lindo! ¡Qué hermoso! ¡Lo hizo! ¡Lo hizo los huracanes! Justin Scott, el protagonista.
Start saying stuff.
I love that. And you know what? I don't know half the words he's saying, and I don't want to know. No. I feel like it's better when it just sounds incredible. I want to, no disrespect to Joe Z and DBJ, but now I want to listen in Spanish.
Now, you mentioned one of the premier athletes with Miami Hurricanes, someone who is definitely turning heads for the first time in a long time, especially at that freshman status. That's Malachi Toney. Or at least that's what I thought his name was. Tell me if you can hear, because this is the AM call from this past week, so it's a little bit more fuzzier, AM-ish. Tell me if you can make this out here.
Carson Beck, que la tiene, se la dio linda, linda, Malachi Toney. No, no.
Did you hear that
Malachi,
name?
Malachi Toney?
Malachi Toney is the name that they use.
Oh, Malachi Toney.
That is, has to be possibly
oh, Malachi Toney.
The best interpretation of what I heard thus far. This touchdown at the end that Malachi Toney caught, this is how the call sounded on our Spanish broadcast.
La tiene Miami. Busca Miami. Pasa alto, largo, profundo, hacia la derecha. ¡Salta! De manera increíble y espectacular. ¡Touchdown Miami! ¡Touchdown los huracanes! Con alma de niño y corazón de elefante. Rest in peace Virginia Tech. Se acabaron los Virginia Tech y el partido va a terminar. Van a ganar los huracanes. Increíble, señores, este final.
Wow.
Did he say rest in peace, Malik, Virginia Tech?
You know what? It sounded like he did, so therefore, you can just say he did. Why not? Who's going to check you? Who's going to check
phenomenal.
You?
Phenomenal.
This is him saying Carson Beck, which I thought was weird, too.
La estrella de la Universidad de Miami, Malachi Tony, la atrapa, un gran pase en la jugada espectacular de Carson Beck.
Carson Beck. So that Spanish flavor, I feel, is truly the key to the Miami Hurricane success.
I'm down with it. And you know what? I need at least three Maliki Tony touchdowns this week.
For sure. Absolutely.
they don't have the pronunciations.
But I don't know if Malachi really, you know, there's just some words that just don't really, you know, where's Malachi from? Is that a biblical name or something like that?
It's a biblical name. It's straight Old Testament.
See, we're going Old Testament. I'm not sure if the Spanish people were familiar with the Old Testament when they were coming up with their names. But Malachi Tony has been lighting it up for the Miami Hurricanes all year. We're definitely going to need him. Leroy's right. You know, the argument that the Miami Hurricane fans are making is completely invalid if we lose this game on Saturday. Everything is thrown out the window.
We agree.
Yeah. Who cares? Done. First things first, take care
of
business.
I'm trying to find the rankings. I can't even find them.
I find different rankings on every page.
Yeah.
It's like, exactly. You know.
Yeah, and you got to make sure, because there's 18 different types of rankings. You need to make sure you're on the CFP one, which is a little different than all the other ones. They're all slightly different. But
it's week 12, right?
Yeah.
No, it's week 14 now.
Oh, okay.
That's right, all those buys and stuff. Yeah. Well, Dono, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. You got anything crazy going on for Thanksgiving? You house hopping? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're at my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a big spread of food. You know, there's going to be the traditional stuff, but then there's also going to be probably some kind of a pasta dish. There's going to be like a roast pork in addition to a turkey. There's going to be all sorts of desserts. So
yeah,
man, I'm basically fasting today so I can just get ready to stuff my face tomorrow.
You're getting game ready.
So Dono, so I'm looking at, it says college football playoff bracket as of today.
Oh yeah, don't look at the bracket. The bracket is silly. So they have Miami in the bracket as like, but all it is they have no idea who's going to win the ACC championship. So they just use the highest ranked team in the ACC as a placeholder. But it's very unlikely Miami gets into the ACC championship game. They need to win, but there's like 57 other things that need to happen on Saturday.
Tell me if this is accurate or not. You can, if Miami's ranked higher than the champion, then Miami goes. The champion is not an automatic bid.
Well, here's so they give five auto bids to the five highest ranked conference champions. So it's still, if Miami's not the conference champion, there's going to be two auto bids that get thrown in no matter what, which will probably be an ACC team and then like JMU or whoever the highest ranked G5 team is. Right. So if Miami doesn't win the ACC, which is like unlikely to happen, I mean, if you beat Pitt, and then if SMU or Virginia or both lose, then there's a chance you could sneak into that. But you probably need to be number 10 if you're going to get an at-large bid. So there's going to be two teams that get auto bids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid rules.
Yeah.
At Michigan. Michigan is 15th. I don't think they should be in if they beat Ohio State.
Yeah, because, I mean, Michigan's boring.
But I'm just like, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, I've watched all their games and they've lost to Oklahoma and they lost to USC. So they got two losses also. And even beating the number one team in the country, they can't get from 15 into the mix. They can't. Now, here's the kicker.
And I'll be honest, like I feel like if they beat Ohio State, I think they should be in that mix. If you have two losses and you beat the number one team.
Here's the kicker, though.
Okay.
If they beat Ohio State, they go to the championship game.
Yeah.
So, like, So either they win the Big Ten championship and get an automatic bid, or they lose and have three losses and they're out anyway.
Right. And the committee, and it's another reason the committee doesn't know what they're doing. They make this up as they go along. Like they have said in the past that you shouldn't be penalized for losing in your conference championship game. But that's probably going to happen to some teams this year. If BYU only has one loss, but they're ranked with a bunch of two loss teams just because BYU doesn't have a great strength of record. But like if BYU gets to the Big 12 championship game, which they would likely get blown out by Texas Tech again, that's who beat them the first time, then they're probably going to be out with two losses. The committee's probably going to, you know, put Miami in front of them, which may not even still be enough because Miami needs to move up two spots. But I feel like BYU is probably going to get affected by losing a conference championship game, even if the committee has said in the past they will not penalize you for doing that. They will.
Right.
Tate South, enough with the Old Testament names. I get it, dude. I'm sorry.
Old Testament names don't get in like enough respect, I think, because it's all about like the New Testament names like David, Luke, Matthew, like those names get a lot of play. There's not enough Malachi's out there. There's not enough Isaiah's. I guess there's quite a bit of Isaiah's. I guess.
What about Jeremiah?
Those are Old Testament names. Ezekiel. Somebody.
Ooh, bring that one.
That's a strong Old Testament name.
Well, Dono, I appreciate you taking some time, man. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and regardless of Leroy.
Oh, but by the way, I'm stupid. Somebody points out David is not New Testament. You're right. I don't know why. My forgive me for that one. David is definitely Old Testament. My bad.
100 lashes, Dono.
Yeah, minus one.
Enjoy, and regardless of us finding out that Leroy is Irish in this segment. Go Canes, and our fingers crossed, baby.
I thought I was talking to Joey Galloway for a second with all this Miami hate.
I don't hate Miami. I'm just going with the situations. Like I can honestly say if Michigan beat Ohio State, we have more of an argument than you, but I don't think that Michigan would get it. I don't.
They're boring.
Let's not do that then. Let's not beat Ohio State.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Oh no, we gotta beat them bums.
I do. I always root for Michigan in that game, so I will be in your corner for that.
Well, because you're petty and you just don't want Ohio State to win.
We were robbed. I don't like Leroy. Them. We were robbed.
Yeah.
All right. We got more of the Tobin and Leroy show. We went a little long, so we'll probably take a long break here, but we'll be back top of the hour when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.